We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Tetzayin Amud Bet. About 10 lines from the top. In the middle of the line, Amar Rabbi Kruspedai, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Kruspedai taught the following in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Shlosha Sefarim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah. There are three books that commemorate all of the actions of all of God's creatures. And these three books are opened, or they open themselves, niftachim, on Rosh Hashanah. Echad, shel reshaim gemurim. One is the book of those that are completely wicked. Ve'echad, shel tzadikim gemurim. And one is of people who are completely righteous. Ve'echad, shel beinonim. And one is for people who are beinoni. What does beinoni mean? In between. Tzadikim gemurim, those that are completely righteous. Nichtavim v'nichtamim, they get written and they get sealed. Where do they get written? I don't know. Where do they get sealed? I don't know. Le'altar lechayim, right away to life. Is it good to be living? Better be living than dead? I don't know. Rashaim gemurin, those that are completely wicked, nechtavin v'nechtamin le'al delimita, they get written and sealed right away to death. Is that bad? Is that good? Is it bad for them? Is it bad for the world? Is it good for them? Is it good for the world? Maybe it's good for them and good for the world. Beinonim teluyim v'omedim, those that are in the middle, they're hanging and standing. Merosh Hashanah bad Yom Kippurim, from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur. Zachu, what does the word Zachu mean? Oh, Zachu could mean they purified themselves. Zachu could mean they merited, right? Nichtavin Nechayim, then they get written for life. What about the seal? I don't know. Lo Zachu, however you'll translate that, Nichtavin Lemita, they get written for death. So what's going on here?
Actually, we say this for everybody. So nowadays, when we say that we have the Yamim Noahim, so we're giving a kapsut for everybody. I'm saying that we have 10 days to fix things, and 10 days to be sealed, and 10 days to...
We hope we're no worse than Beinonim. We hope, even though... The Baal HaTanya holds that a Beinoni is someone that's a huge tzaddik. That's how he explains. So there's a Ramban here. There's a big discussion. We'll just learn Tosfos here, okay?
So we're calling ourselves Beinoni. That's what we're doing.
We're hoping. We also wish one another tekatev techatem le'altar lechayim tovim. We wish you should be such a tzaddik. You should be sealed tonight, right away, for a good life. Okay, says Tosfos. ונחתמין לאלתר לחיים מידי כך חשיב בינוניים, being that they count the middle of the road too, משמע דצדיקים, that when we speak about צדיקים גמורים, קרי למי שזכויותיו מרובים, that's a reference to anyone who has more merits than demerits, ורשעים גמורים למי שעוונותיו מרובים, and a complete Russia is just someone who has more sins than merits. ופעמים הצדיקים נחתמים למיטה ורשעים גמורים לחיים. דכתיב ומשלם לסונאיו ולפניו לעבידו. דאמרינן בסוף פרק כ"ד קידושין, מי שזכויותיו מרובין מעוונותיו, דומי כמי ששרף את כל תורה כולו, לא שיער ממנו אות אחת. ואי עוונותיו מרובין זכויותיו, דומי כמי שקיים כל תורה כולה ולא חיסר אות אחת. וכל זה דיקר יחד, גבי רשעים מיטה וגבי צדיקים חיים, כלומר לחיי העולם הבא. Tosfos says this has nothing to do with who's going to live this year. Some righteous people die this year. Some wicked people live this year. How does this work? So they get sealed for where they're going in the world to come. So I guess you collect all their receipts at the end of your life, and you go before the heavenly tribunal, and you say, okay, this year they said life. This year they said, well, we won't say that. I don't know how any of this works. Like, according to Tosus, then why do you get rejudged every year? Which world are you going to? And what do they judge? Only this past year? And there are blocks of judgment? So it seems that way according to Tosus. You're judged like a report card.
They're judging it by the upper court and concerning what? The death or life?
So he says life and death here are in the world to come. It's not talking about in this world. So there's a lot written on this Gemara. Now we saw the Gemara, and we have another few months to learn everything that's written on it. Amar Rabbi Yavin. So Ravin says, Me'eikra, what pasuk is indicative of this concept? It says in the pasuk, Yimachum Sefer Chaim Yim Tzadikim Ali Katevu. Yimachum Sefer Ze Sifran She Reshaim Gmurim. Chaim Ze Sifran She Tzadikim. Yim Tzadikim Ali Katevu Ze Sifran She Benonim. Okay, so the pasuk says they will be erased from the book of life and will not be written with the righteous. The book is the book of the wicked. Life is the book of the righteous. And with the righteous they shouldn't be written. That's the book of the middle of the road. So you see, the Gemara seems to say the middle of the road are pretty righteous. That fits better with Rashi's pshat, what's going on here. Rashi says, L'sha'im gmurim. What does it mean, completely wicked? Says Rashi, Rubam avonot. So that seems to be like Tosis. Beinonim, mechza al mechza. Middle of the road are those that are exactly half-half. So how does that work? Scale is just in the middle. Meaning it's like I thought when I was a little boy. There are very few Benonim in the world. Meaning who's going to be on that day exactly in the middle? Right? No, I don't think so.
No, but if you're going to define Tzadikim as having more and opposite for Shain, then the only thing to describe Benonim is that else he calls it better. Now what does that mean? It's your question.
Exactly. So, my two hands are scales, okay? I don't know if they get this in the video, sorry. Okay, my two hands are scales, now they'll get it in the video, okay? He did a mitzvah. He did an aveira. He did a bigger mitzvah. He did a small aveira. He did another big mitzvah. He did another big mitzvah. Until it hits the boing on the bottom, maybe he's not a tzaddik gemur. Meaning there's tilting the scale a little, then there's tilting the scale completely. Right, okay. Can mean that. Said? Maybe. Uli ay ve ulai.
What else?
So by the way, you're saying...
I just told you what else it could mean.
That you have a lot of...
Yeah. Look, you cannot ignore the term Rasha'im Gemurim. What does Gemul mean? Completely wicked? A guy who has one more Avera than Mitzvah is completely wicked? You can't say that, right?
But obviously he's not completely wicked. He is no Sviyot.
Okay.
So by the same token, we're talking about Tzadikim Gemurim. Gemurim. Maybe...
Right?
There's some Tzadikim, maybe there are Benonim. So
right?
That covers everything. Covers those who are not on the extreme side.
Okay. Say that. Now I have a different question. Why do we care? Why does this make any difference to us? That we know how to daven from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Me'acha. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says this concept is learned from the following pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, forgive the Jewish people. And if not, erase me from your book that you wrote. Mechaynina, erase me, please. Ze sifran shel reshaim. Mi sifrecha, ze sifran shel tzadikim. Asher katavta, ze sifran shel beinonim. Erase me, that's talking about the book of the wicked. Misifrecha, from your book, that's the book of the righteous. That you wrote, it's a standalone, that's the book of the middle of the road. Okay, so who knows what any of this means. And why does God need a book?
So
couldn't he get a laptop?
You're very, inspired to
that. Obviously, book here is now. Okay.
So the pshat of Pasuk is not that Moshe was asking God to be removed from the Torah, but from the book of Tzadikim. Torah is a book of Tzadikim, you know? By the fact that you have some Hashem in there, like...
Maybe. So, and it's interesting that Rashi says this: these are books of records of the actions of all of God's creatures. Seems it includes animals. They're not righteous or wicked.
But they have Yetzer. They don't have Yetzer.
Nope. Kuzri says they don't have Yetzer Hara.
Right, so why they will be judged for...
Then we were talking about the Aruch HaShulchan, now we're talking about Kuzri. Okay. Yes. Back to our Gemara. So I don't know what to make of Rashi. Tanya, one day Bezrat Hashem, it's on the agenda, we will learn the Ramban's work Shar HaGmur. And when we learn that, it's all about this world and the next world and everything else, payback. And then maybe we'll have a better picture of what's going on. We have not yet done that here at Nechomel, no. Tanya. Bet Shammai Omrim, Gimel Kitoten Leyom Hadin. The Shammai say there are three groups when it comes the day of judgment. Achat Shetzadikim Murim, Achat Shereshim Murim, Achat Shebenonim. The Shammai say the three groups are those that are completely righteous, completely wicked, and those in between. Tzadikim murim nechavim nechmin la'al telechei olam. Completely righteous, well, they get written and sealed right away for eternal life. Rashim murim nechavim nechmin la'al telechei olam. Those that are completely wicked, well, they get written and sealed right away for perdition. Shneim out. Rabim yishne admat afar yakitzu. Eile lechei olam, eile lechopot l'diroon olam. And many of those that are resting in the earth will arouse. Some will arouse for eternal life, and others will arouse for eternal destruction. Benonim yoredim legenom. So in that final day of reckoning, you'll have also these three groups. And the middle of the road, they go down to perdition. Umitzav tzefim, they call out and they cry, because in 1 second they're very upset. Rolin, and then they come right out. Shneimaz, the verse says, Vabetit ashlishit ba'esh, utzraftim, titzrof ta kesef, ufrantim kifron ta zahav, hu yikra vishmi v'ani ene oto. I will take the third group, so to speak, and I'll bring them in the fire, and I will purify them as you purify silver. And I will purify them as you purify gold. He will call my name and I will answer him. So that's what Hashem says. I will answer them.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. This is what Beit Shammai say. On Friday mornings, we have a Treyaser class. And we're almost finished Chagai. And the next book is Zecharia. When we learn Zechariah, we will see Rashi's introduction to Zechariah, which Rashi says, this is a tough book. I'm not sure anyone knows like what's going on here. So I'll do my best. It's a book that's very hard to know what he's saying. So okay, so the Talmud's telling us one understanding over here. Rashi says, I don't think there's any other book in Tanakh that Rashi says that about. Only Zechariah. It says over here, I don't know, but we'll try. In Yechezkel, he also has a section which he... Okay, back to our Gemara. Valeim amra Chanan, about these people, Chana said in her song, Hashem emitum chayim orit shol vayal. God executes and rejuvenates, gives back life, lowers people to perdition, and takes them back out. So the Beis Shammai say that's what's going to happen. Okay. So
what will be the difference between Geinom and Sheol?
Excellent question. For now, we'll assume none. Sheol could sometimes mean the grave. Sheol could sometimes mean perdition. And the Mabit, in the beginning of Beit Elokim, discusses that. That's not for now. There's also a Braisa, an Avos Rabbi Nosson, that discusses that. Back to our Gemara. Beit Hillel Omrim. Rav Chesed says God is great in his kindness. Matek lape chesed. If you have all these people that are middle of the road, so God will tilt the scale in their favor. Not like Beis Shammai say, they have to go down and call out and Hashem will save them. No, God tilts things in their favor. God is also interested in doing kindness, so he goes beyond the call of duty. Maleim amal David, about these people, King David said, Ahavdiki ishma Hashem tkoli, I love how Hashem hears my voice. Maleim amal David, kol ha-parsha kula. That whole section of Tehillim is about these people. Daloti v'li Yoshia. I've been impoverished and he is my savior. That's all about these people. Okay? So that brings us to the conclusion of tonight's session. Tachem, to be continued tomorrow.
Very interesting.